Do it live.
You,
do it live.
Me,
do it live.
Them,
everybody.
Them.
Do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
Them,
everybody. Do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
You,
do it live.
Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Yay, we're all here. Yay. You're at a talk show. What's a talk show? Well, it's very, very simple, blah, blah, blah. We used to call this a live podcast recording, and that was an awful idea. That is, no one wants to come to a live podcast recording. It sounds like I'm a giant nerd, and we're going to talk about video games, and I have money. I'm not any of those things. I'm a dude, but I'm not like the Big Lebowski dude. I'm just a guy in an ill-fitting suit. Thanks for watching me wear this ill-fitting suit. We're at the talk show. I do this talk show in D.C. and in New York and here, and I fly here to do this show, and I love flying here. It's the best. I'm an American Airlines devotee. I like frequent flyer miles, sir. This man feels really awkward right now. It's going to be a great night for him. I don't like flying American Airlines. Every flight is awful. I feel like a piece of shit. When I get on the plane, when I get off the plane, I inevitably get sick because I drink too much, and I realize that these are either the salad days and things are going to go great, or this is like part two of a suicide note, and it's really up to you where that goes. So I'm on my flight to Chicago, and of course I have headphones on that are connected to something that's blasting audio in my ear because I don't want to interact with anyone ever. That's why I'm on a stage, so you don't talk to me. I got a lot of problems, and I'm trying to overcome these problems, but every once in a while, you can hear the people that sit in front of you, and the people that sat in front of me on the last flight I was on, two very, very ugly people, and it matters to the story, and I'm being judgmental. They're mid-20s people, a man in a three-piece suit, really ugly guy. Before we even got on the flight, he came up to me and slapped me on the back while I was eating my shitty lunch and said, "I fucking love your coat." And that's why I can no longer wear my Chicago Bears coat anywhere in the Washington, D.C. area because of douchebags like that. That's not the point. We're on the flight, and I could hear this man talk and talk and talk to a female that is sitting next to him. She's in her mid-20s as well. Not a good looker. Not a pretty face. And how do I know? Well, she's in college, and how do I know that? Well, she's wearing her sorority bar crawl charity shirt, and that's what a good sorority girl does, and they bond. They fucking bond over this two-hour flight. About 20 minutes are spent realizing that, holy shit, they both worked in a grocery store. Oh, they worked in a grocery store. There's only a few grocery stores in the world. How could two people in their mid-20s possibly work in a grocery store? Well, these two motherfuckers, they worked the shit out of that grocery store, and they both realized they do not like people that complain about sales that are no longer there. I had this coupon for a 2-for-1 cantaloupe. The cantaloupes are gone. Fuck you. We're not selling you any cantaloupes. I'm not giving you a range ticket. Fuck off and die. That was their message, and I could kind of understand that. You don't want to deal with the public. And then the last half hour of the flight, they spent bonding over tipping. Well, these two people, though they used to work in the service industry, are not fans of tipping. They they came to the realization that, hey, I shouldn't have to tip 10%. 10%! 10% is too little, ladies and gentlemen. You need to tip at least 20 if you don't want your food spit into, because I can't afford to go to nice places, so I have to tip really extra to not have saliva and the pubes in my food. These people don't want to tip 10%. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why I don't believe in God, and that's why I came to Chicago. It's the holiday season. You got to spend time with your mother and or father if you have one or the other, or not. I made a lot of mistakes. I really shouldn't have spent time with either of them. It's the holiday season. I spend time with my mom. Oh, my mom. I visited my mom for Christmas. My mom calls me Jesus Christ, and it's not hyperbole. She literally says, "It's Jesus Christ coming. You're the second coming. You are God." She literally refers to me as God. The irony is she really is religious now because she wants to fuck a priest. So you'd think that you can't marry the two. She has. She's defied all logic and common thought. By the way, Seth's going to play piano. He's giving me a weird look right now. He's not comfortable at all.
I'm going to drink my whiskey.
She wants to fuck a priest. That's fine. She's convinced herself that when the cell phone signal interrupts the TV, you know what I'm talking about? Occasionally when you have anything that has Wi-Fi or a cell phone signal and like the TV, it's just digital clashing. She thinks that's the priest calling and hanging up. This happens once every 45 minutes, and she consistently thinks a priest is calling her. I've totally given up on that. I kind of enjoy it now. Here's my hack religion joke. I'm not going to be religious until a religion doesn't care what I come into. So that's my hack religious joke. I want to thank you all for listening. It's not all negative, ladies and gentlemen. I'm negative too often, and I'm trying to move past that. It's very, 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 very difficult because I'm poor. So I'm working with children, and it's great. I'm not joking. I teach kids. I deal with kids, and they read to each other, and it's fucking beautiful. I'm more pro-choice than ever. All these kids are broke and have no fucking future. But it's nice to see them read and be happy for like a half an hour a day. And one of the first days I was there, a mentally and developmentally disabled little girl came up to me and asked me to tie her shoes. So I tied a little girl's shoes, and it was the most beautiful thing in the world, and I felt so awesome. And for the next 20 minutes, every 90 seconds, she came up to me and thanked me for tying her shoes. And by the 20th minute, it was awful. Stop fucking breeding. These kids are retarded, literally retarded poor kids. You can't always get high and drink. I like to drink. That's why I'm not breeding. Do you see the correlation, people? It's so nice. So I just want to encourage all of you. If there's one message I have tonight, find a little retarded girl and tie her shoes. And it's even easier because they're mostly Velcro, so you don't have to worry about making knots. We have a great, great show tonight. We have one of my favorite human beings in the world. If there's any justice in this world, this man will be known as Mark Twain because he's from the South and I think a huge racist. I've never confirmed that. We have the stand-up comic Emerson Dameron. That's going to be great. We have a special set from Mike Pritchard, who is not only a friend, he's a very good-looking man. And I just like to invite gorgeous men and have them sit next to me while I give them gifts. That's reality. That's not really a joke. Mike's going to be here doing that. And Esmeralda is going to co-host the show. I'm very excited to talk to you, Esmeralda. It's been a while.
It has been.
See, that's some...
We can gossip.
We're going to gossip the shit out of this shit. And we have music from Seth Vanek tonight. He's going to play piano. So, Seth, will you play some walking music for me? Ladies and gentlemen, Seth Vanek. Very good, Seth. So Esmeralda asked me, like, oh, how long is your monologue? I was like, well, I did it at home. It was 15 minutes. That was like a tight six. I don't know what happened. I talk fast. Things change. What are the we do this podcast. We do news stories and the like. And we mostly just gossip. Gossip's fun.
We do. We gossip about our neighbors.
Who are neighbors?
No one cares.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's do some news stories. What do we got?
All right. Well, because we are in a bar and we are drinking, I always like to do drinking stories because that is my main hobby.
Your main hobby is drinking.
I guess, yep.
What did you do before the age of, I don't know, 18?
Nothing, actually.
Really?
I had no hobbies.
You were just in an incubator waiting, like, oh, I'm going to fuck this up someday.
It was Matrix style. I had tubes in me.
You would think that the tubes would just be feeding you alcohol, and then you'd never even need to leave.
Well, that was already in my blood.
What's your favorite type of alcohol? And by the way, your beer's already empty 7 minutes into the show.
I know.
So you didn't plan that well at all.
No, I need another drink. Hint,
so could someone in the bar please
Whiskey
feed her.
Nowadays.
You're drinking whiskey.
I'm trying
so
to lose
proud
a little
of
weight.
You. No, you don't drink whiskey to lose weight. You drink whiskey to realize that you are a true artist.
I guess
true artists drink whiskey because I drank about 4 drinks before the show, starting at 4 p.m. That was a mistake.
Speaking of drinking.
I've forgotten to
4
eat.
Drinks. I have an article about the gray zone of drinking. Which is, I don't think any of you know about this, because we're all either binge drinkers or non-drinkers here.
Is anyone here a non-drinker?
Well, they're not going to raise their hand.
The man drinking Guinness is the non-drinker. Okay, he didn't realize
but
I have
this,
eyes.
There's this thing, which I think is funny, because the article is about people who are worried about overdoing it after the third drink.
Why is that a problem?
Because
and why did the crowd laugh?
Usually when there's a third drink, it's keep drinking. What's wrong with you? Why have you only had 3 drinks? Not, oh, good Lord, my third whiskey.
Have you ever been single and drinking?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How long? Were you of age?
No.
Yeah, that's why. You're a female. You're 3 drinks in. You'd be a huge whore. You know that,
no,
right?
No, actually.
No, that's a good thing. I'm not complaining. I like whores. They're
I
the best.
I drink a lot. I just thought it was odd that this is like there's a study going on about people who drink more than, you know, when they get to that third drink, they get worried.
Why is that odd?
Because, I don't know, three drinks
Do you
isn't
not
a
believe
lot.
In science?
I just think three drinks isn't that much.
And how, really? Like, in what time period? Like an hour?
2 hours.
That's good. That's you can't drive, but you're pretty drunk.
Well, if
That's
you
good.
Drink if you drink more than five drinks,
did somebody say I can still drive?
I just thought it was funny because three.
So you're laughing at healthy people. What it really
I'm laughing at people
to.
Who think it's overdoing it once it's three, pussies.
That's right. Next story.
That's all I think it is.
Let's belittle more people. What's your next story?
Oh, this one I like because I've been watching Weeds lately.
Oh, let's talk about a seven-year-old show. How do you like
it? It's actually still going, so shut
up. I know, but what season are you on?
One.
That's right.
It's been 6 years, and I'm only on
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. here's a hint. You get to see Nips in season four. Tasty Nips from Mary Louise Parker. Season four of Weeds.
Oh, I thought I already saw Nips.
Maybe not her.
She does some people.
She does some people.
She does a few, I noticed.
What does that mean? She does a few.
Done a few on the
Fucking
show.
Or showing her tits?
No, doing it's not just showing tits. Where'd you come from in the school of doing it?
I might
That's
be a virgin.
Not doing it. What?
Okay.
Now this girl in Park Ridge, if anyone's from Park Ridge or is familiar, she got caught selling pot brownies in her high school. $10 a pop.
For one brownie or a giant
For
pan?
For one.
How potent is the brownie?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you didn't do your research.
Well, it doesn't say. I don't think any... Well, that you know what?
Well, then that's
they're
a bad journalist.
They're still testing them.
They're still testing... Oh, they're testing them.
Yeah.
All right. Those are air quotes, ladies and gentlemen.
I just thought she was very... quite an entrepreneur.
I don't know. What's the overhead
She's
on that?
She's probably using shitty weed.
Too. I'm assuming.
Because they're high school kids. They're going to know.
I don't know. High school kids are pretty adept at figuring out shitty weed.
Well, $10 is a pretty good price, I think, for a pot brownie.
Is like a cheap price or it's expensive?
Cheap?
Yeah,
no,
I think it's pretty
is
cheap.
It?
Well, I mean, considering it's coming to you in your high school. Like,
yeah, it's a delivery service.
That's amazing.
But she got caught. So.
What's her name? Let's get her on the show.
She's no more. Well, she's 17. So
yeah, let's get her on the show. She'll be a whore. She'll be a whore. She'll love booze. We could trade her.
Well,
trade
no, they
her?
Don't.
What the fuck?
They don't tell
that
you.
We could trade her?
With
I've been
what?
Drinking.
What would be the equivalent of a 17-year-old girl who sells pot brownies?
A 17-year-old girl that drinks a shitload of booze and blows dudes. That's the equivalent of a...
That's the trade?
Yeah, that's the trade.
But then we have to find a 17-year-old girl who blows dudes.
Oh, that's so hard. There's a high school four blocks away.
You're right.
And they're on Christmas break.
Well, I was going to say, we'll start this, you know, once they come back to school.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can't find any right now.
I literally work with children. That's not a joke. Next story.
Well, these are young adults. They're not.
They're
kids.
Children. They're all anyone under 25 is a child to me, or else my life is shit. Okay, I'm still a young adult. Okay.
In
Why
Tennessee,
okay so many times?
What? I don't know.
Go ahead.
You're finding approval.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. A young woman in Tennessee was accused of eye biting. How do you
of
do
what?
That? Eye biting.
Biting like. Chewing down
well, no,
on an eyeball.
She tried. This woman. All right. So this woman allegedly bit another woman in the eye over a fight over Facebook status.
How old were these women?
They don't say the victim, but the woman who bit her was 20.
I'm assuming the other one was 20.
I guess. But my thing is, she was that angry to leave her house.
I think the one that bit the eye should only have three drinks every 2 hours because she's a loose cannon.
I don't think she needs booze in her to bite people's eyes.
How dare you trade? I don't know. Go
I think
ahead,
she's
next.
Just crazy.
No, yeah, she's crazy. Let's make fun of the crazies. Good job.
But
let's
that's
just
all
pick
I
on the
like
dumb.
To do.
No, that's all you like to do.
No, that's what I said.
I like to help the world.
Well, anyway, she bit a lady in the eye. Which how do you even get in there?
How do you get in an eye?
Yeah, like think about it.
You hold someone down, and
but you
bite
can't
their
get
eye.
In there.
Yeah,
your
you can.
Eyebrow, and then.
Because of the eyebrow, it's the
ridge,
hair that's in the way. It's only the hair.
Your eyebone ridge.
What?
Well, the bridge of your eyebrows.
You're never going to be a doctor.
The eye.
Oh, you
man.
Can't even be a hairdresser with this knowledge.
I'm going to try to be like Rudy and go to medical school.
That's not an equivalent. He got to
I'm
play
the underdog.
Wait, what about Rudy? Rudy played in a meaningless game. It didn't matter. They were up by like three scores and he played two downs. Who the fuck cares?
Well,
That's
see,
still
maybe,
a failure.
Maybe if I go to medical school and I just try and get only by and then they'll let me sew a stitch.
That is so
that's
dumb.
That's not the same.
Get back to drinking four drinks in an hour. Next story.
Oh, this one I thought was ridiculously stupid. It was from guyism.com. The first foremost on guyisms.
Yeah.
8 reasons you really wouldn't want to date a porn star.
Number one.
And I thought they were all stupid. Well, it goes down from 8.
Number 8. Let's do them quick. Hurry.
Every guy will hit on her.
No.
Of
next.
Of course. You are going to get into fights with other dudes.
That's inevitable for any relationship. Next.
Everything she does will be well documented.
That's any relationship that has Facebook. Next.
But they mean other things.
Next.
She will probably be hot. People will notice that. They will whisper.
Hopefully any relationship is like that. Next.
Well, my thing is, like, next. If you're gonna date a porn star, at least date a pretty one. You will almost never want to talk about her day at work.
Unless you're a fellow porn star. Next.
Well, I wouldn't want to talk
next.
About it anyway. Shame.
No, that's
shame
relative.
Shame is number 3.
I got a lot of shame, and I'm not a porn anything.
People are going to
I
want
thought tits
pictures.
Were fucking, so what the hell do I know? What's the next one?
Number 2 is people are going to want pictures and autographs from her.
In any decent relationship, you want that.
All right.
What?
And the number 1, she will have award shows and film openings that you will have to go to.
Hey, tonight's a film opening, an award show. Somebody show me their tits and then I consider it fucking.
I just said those are the reasons why you don't wanna.
Those are just normal relationships.
Oh, so you have a lot of film screenings and award shows to go to?
Yeah. Hey,
maybe after this.
Award show. Well, yeah, we are doing a film screen tonight. And we did win an award from the New City. We are the best local podcast audience choice.
But
yeah,
not for
clap
your movies.
For me and Merle and Seth.
Yay. But not for your movies. So.
Yeah, no, not for the movies. Absolutely not. There's no tits in those yet. Yet. We were going to win just best podcast, and I found out the reason why we're not just best podcast is because the guy that wrote the piece on the best local podcast mm-hmm. had already been on our show. So they said it was a conflict of interest, which is total bullshit.
Well, how does that work when just people do things that they write about? And
yeah, God forbid we actually interview interesting people that write about things. Fuck New City. Thanks to New City for naming us best local podcast.
Well, actually, they didn't.
Yeah, fuck New City in the face.
Who did?
Oh, this is great. Let's bring up Emerson on that note, because Emerson actually did write a recent piece for New Cities about the top 5 open mics in Chicago, and I'd agree with 2 of them. So,
let's make it awkward.
Emerson, bring your lovely, lovely self to the stage. Come to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together. Emerson Dameron, everybody. Emerson Dameron. That's you, Seth.
Respect the cock.
Here we go.
I've dabbled in non-drinking.
Hold on, Emerson. Before you start, are you recording this set?
Yes.
You realize I'm recording this set, and it's going to sound
too.
A lot better.
And we're going to compare them and make sure that yours is not edited somehow.
Oh, yeah, because that's I'm known to edit comics. Go ahead. I'm sorry I derailed your first setup.
Don't you're breaking my flow like 10 minutes out of the gate. You're in a mood tonight.
I am in a mood.
All right. Starting over. I have dabbled in non-drinking. Sometimes I like to get trashed. Sometimes I like to go to a bar and order an orange juice. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I like to drink. Sometimes I like to dry out for a while. What are you going to do about it? All right, let's get down to business. My name is Emerson Dameron. I'm bad and I'm bold. I drink PBR and I piss Cuervo gold. I've been accused of being an angry person. I don't think that's true. It's just that feelings piss me off. Mine and yours. And when I fuck, I don't wear a condom because you will not get pregnant if I'm fucking you ironically. But tonight is not about me. Tonight is about you. It's about your dreams and your goals and getting you where you want to be in life. It's because it's hard right now. It's really hard. If you're out there looking for work, I want you to know that I sympathize, and I am out there competing with you. And I wish you second best in all that you do. And I want, if it if you get down on yourself, I want you to know that I am going places, and you are more than welcome to ride, bitch. If you're qualified. It is tough. You got to hustle. It's not enough to be a wage slave. You have to have a passion for wage slavery. Even homeless people are hustling. Like, I don't want to hear anybody else complain about homeless people asking for money. You know why? Because that is the hardest job in the world. It's like, hey, this is your employment agent. Good news, we got you a job. The bad news is it's in sales, which I think you have some experience in, but you're not really selling anything. You're just trying to get paid for absolutely nothing except your charisma, which does happen. I've lived in Los Angeles for the last 3 years. Fucking love it. People hate on it, but it's the only place that's where they don't really care if you're hating on them. And that's, 12 million people don't live there because it sucks. It's the only place where I've seen a woman digging through a dumpster and thought, sure, why not? And the homeless people are unbelievably charming. If I were homeless here, I would just save up for a bus ticket and go to Santa Monica, because there's a guy that walks up and down the boardwalk on Venice Beach all day long, and he just goes over and over again. First of all, he looks like he's in P-Funk. He has hair sticking out, like Corona bottles for sunglasses, all these bright colors, and he walks up and down and says, jingle bells, help me get drunk. Like an ice cream truck. Jingle bells, help me get drunk. That guy is not a bum. That guy is in the entertainment business. Homeless in Los Angeles, entertainers without a guild. As soon as they unionize, forced to be reckoned with. And don't complain about the one guy that has it worse than you. I can only speak for myself, but I'm planning ahead. I want to apprentice with a homeless guy. I'm going to be his intern. Interesting factoid that I picked up the other day. Strippers make twice as much in tips a week before ovulating. It's true. Science says yes. And I didn't know this, but it gave me the first good idea for a business plan that I've had in a while, which is a strip club called Scrambled Eggs. We rotate out the girls, but it's guaranteed whoever's on the pole that week is smack in the middle of Shark Week. And the bad news is you have to strip with PMS. The good news, twice as much money for coke the next week. There's a controversy about crack and cocaine. Most people think that coke is the classy one, and crack is trashy. I disagree, and I'll tell you why. I think coke is a drug for posers who don't trust themselves to be interesting for half an hour at a time and will pay thousands of dollars for the privilege of having a personality, whereas crackheads get shit done. Up until a few weeks ago, I was the proud owner of a 2000 Kia Spectra, which would be a good car if they came six to a pack, because you're pretty much always going from one to another. But as it stands, piece of shit. Don't buy it. Not a good car. Nevertheless, somebody broke into it and stole the stereo, which was a factory stereo, also a piece of shit, probably fenced it for $20, probably smoked all of that crack before I even saw that they had gone to that trouble. That's the kind of passion that crackheads have for crack. So my idea is legalize it and make it an incentive. Like, hey, how do you feel about cleaning up that oil spill down in Louisiana? Well, I was kind of planning on doing other things. Well, there's some crack in it for you. I think crack will solve all of our problems if we just turn it into currency. You'll have to forgive me. I'm a Gemini, so if we get into a relationship, I will cheat on you and lie to you about it. Because June 16th, right on the cusp, not my fault. And as long as we are in the relationship, I'll be a complete asshole and you'll do everything I say because Chinese Year of the Horse, 78, not my fault. And you'll kind of have to forgive me because I'm a little bit OCD and... because of that, I'm a huge dick to everyone. It's weird. I think it's. You wonder why mental illness is not taken seriously in this country. Like, that's. OCD is a crippling condition that ruins your life and ruins your relationships and makes you a miserable person. And it's basically used as slang for an excuse for being an asshole, which you will not hear with physical illnesses. Like, nobody says, okay, could you not cough today? I'm feeling a little bit AIDS-y. And it's also not used in do you have 25 cents for a hamburger? Sorry, I'm feeling a little Jewy today. It's ridiculous. Okay, that's the end of side A. Let's flip the record over. When was the first time you ever wanted to go back in time? Personally, I don't. You know, a lot of people want to go forward in time. I don't. First of all, I don't think that much good is going to happen. Second of all, I hate being early for shit. Because with the luck I've been having, like, somebody that I don't really have anything in common with would also travel ahead to that point in time, and we would just have to sit around awkwardly and wait for everyone else to show up. I personally would go back to about 1991 and find the 13-year-old version of myself and give the kid a blowjob just to take the tension off. The other day I was walking down the street with a key lime pie in my hand. Don't ask. It's kind of a long story. And I thought, this is the day I want to get mugged. You just made a delicious mistake, my friend. All right, that's about it. Thanks for coming out. You could have been anywhere within a 4-block radius on Monday night in Chicago with 10-degree weather, but you came here. That's awesome. People will judge you, but those people are just as awful as you are. The universe will provide. And if it doesn't, rob the universe. Just mug the motherfucker. I love you all, but it's a pimp's love, which is distinct from a square's love. My name is Emerson Dameron. Thank you.
Clap for Emerson Dameron. Emerson, take a seat, sir. That was good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome back. You just moved home and you stopped your recorder.
That's right.
Because apparently you're not going to prep on other interviews.
Well, you're already, you're taping this, so why do I care?
Yeah, God forbid.
I only care about my shit.
I understand that. You're a new transplant to Chicago at this point?
Yes.
How long are you staying for this time?
I don't know.
Do you like being back at all?
I mean, all of my favorite people live here, so I like that part.
Did you meet anyone in L.A. that you like?
Oh, yeah, plenty of people.
Name one. Okay.
I don't know. I go back and forth on liking people.
Have you ever not liked me?
No, I've always liked
Even you. Right now?
I like you right now. The first time I met you, is like you seemed like you were laying it on a little bit. But
how is that different than any other time you've seen me?
I just basically got used to it.
Got it. You wrote the New City Top 5 Open Mics in the city.
I did.
Let's go through the list. Number one, Monday nights is...
Shambles.
I disagree. Number two.
Number two is The Pitch.
The Pitch.
Yeah. It's a new one.
Yeah, that's going to last and real long.
Well, that's why it's good.
Because it's new?
Yeah. I actually showed up on the inaugural night of The Pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, there was no regulation whatsoever because there were only like four comedians that were going to go up.
Why is that good? That sounds like a DC open mic.
I opened and I only did about 10 minutes. But
only did 10 minutes in an open mic. Ladies and gentlemen, open mics in Chicago, 3 minutes. That's the norm.
The next guy did 30 minutes.
Who was the next guy?
His name was Little Old Me, King David the Great. And
Wait, homeless?
I don't believe so.
Do you smell bad?
I don't know.
How old was he?
I didn't get a whiff of him.
Then no, they didn't smell bad.
I also don't.
You know,
I can't.
Smell bad does not mean that they're homeless.
Homeless or hipster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could be they have a
so,
lot of
okay, so hipster?
No.
But then he's homeless.
Fair
Wednesday
enough.
Night, open mic.
Wednesday night, Kohl's.
I agree. Number four, Thursday night.
I always do The Edge.
Why? Okay, The Edge is run by a man that wears a crazy shirt.
It is.
That's really what
Not
it is.
Not always, though. He doesn't show up a lot.
I've seen... we're talking about Dave Odd, by the way.
Usually it's one of his minions does it, and which is better because they don't keep nearly as tight a grip on things.
Dick joke. Number five, Fridays.
Number five would be the
or
lucky
Sunday.
Number, probably.
Lucky number. Yeah. Are you glad you're... I didn't meet you as a comic. I met you as a fellow zinester, which seems jokeable at this point in life.
That was a long time.
A very long time ago. Emerson and I did zines together, which didn't make any sense because... No, you didn't have a girlfriend at the time when I met you.
I had a couple of girlfriends
That's
over the time.
Why you do zines, because you can fuck a lot of smelly girls.
That was one of that was the upshot.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend. What the fuck am I doing zines? That's a pointless trip.
I'm
By the way, hello to Aaron, who's in the room, who we did zines with. Who I think might still do them. He likes to waste time. You're a great writer.
Who doesn't, really?
Me, I'm very busy. Are you still writing?
Yeah, all the time.
What kind of stuff?
Pretty much anything.
I like you. When are you going to get famous?
I don't know.
What are you doing to make it happen?
What are you doing to make it happen?
I'm flying American about once a week.
All right, I'm doing more than that.
Ooh, open mics with Dave Odd? Is that really
flying,
the trip to...
I'm flying United.
Why United?
I don't know. I get frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing American.
Yeah.
Also, I'm patriotic. Are you patriotic?
Not as much as you, obviously.
I'm very patriotic. Yeah. Where are you from? I like the name of where you're from.
I'm from Nebo, North Carolina.
That sounds made up.
Nope, it exists.
How do you miss Nebo, North Carolina?
Nope.
Why?
I miss hills. That's about it.
Why do you miss hills? Aren't these questions hard-hitting?
I know. You're really digging pretty deep here.
I am.
Flatness bothers me. I always feel like I'm going to roll off the edge of the
earth. That's because you like titties.
That's true.
That's right. Emerson, could you give me your pen for a second?
Yeah.
We have some gifts for you. We have gifts for every guest that appears on the show.
Sweet.
Esmeralda, what do we have for Emerson? Let's give him the book first.
Oh, okay. Is my mic even on? I know you said you would turn it off later, so.
Your passion is your mic.
It's not very big, apparently. No one can hear me. Stolen Sharpie Revolution, a DIY zine resource.
Yeah, oh, go.
Awesome.
You can start zine.
Go relive
again.
The past, Emerson.
That's
what
for?
I love to do.
Is the action word zining?
No.
Yeah. There's no such
you,
thing as
you
an
just brought
word.
The wrath of God down on this place.
What? I'm smelly zinesters?
turning nouns into verbs is why we have. I think that's why God hates us.
Yeah, I'm not.
He gave us perfectly good verbs, but it wasn't good enough. We had to turn all of his nouns into verbs, and now he's like, "I'm done. You're dead to me, motherfucker."
I like to anger him.
Just go ahead and starve.
You only believe in God because you're from Nebo, North Carolina.
I believed in God until I was about 12.
Okay, that's good. So you're a real comic.
That's true.
Okay, and
then I don't believe this, but you shave.
Yes.
Do you shave your face?
I shave today, as a matter of fact.
You get a jar or a tube of Clinique Cream Shave.
Oh, nice.
It's very expensive.
I actually got you an expensive
very
gift.
Very classy.
I know, because if I'm one thing, Emerson, it's classy. We end the interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions whenever I remember the book. And I did today, but my mom got me this for Christmas, and I want to start giving them to the guests. So pick a card out of that. Just one. And I'm going to ask you this question, and you're going to answer it on a microphone. If you can trade houses with someone, whose would you choose?
Hugh Hefner.
Don't you have to have a house, though?
Hefner. Yeah. No, Hugh Hefner could be. House could be boxed.
You have to have a house in the
My
place.
Only misgiving about that would be putting Hugh Hefner in an apartment in Humboldt Park. But I think I could live with that. I think he's had a full life, and I would feel momentarily guilty. But
that's
not
for you
really.
To keep. And then we'll actually ask a question from the Kismet Questions. Emerson, 1 to 260. Pick a number, sir.
99.
Is that because you have 99?
Did right. I pick that one last time we did this?
The last time we did this was in my Westtown apartment, which was proceeded to get robbed twice in a month.
That has nothing
to
by do
the
with
way,
what I asked.
By the way, my landlord is trying to not give me my security deposit back. It's been like 50 days, and now he's like, "You flooded the apartment," but they showed the apartment like 10 days after we moved out, and we never heard about it.
Chicago landlords are the scum of the
earth. So, if you are a lawyer, give me your card, and you can get some money from a piece of shit. And are you a lawyer, sir? Seriously? Okay, I will give you his name. If that doesn't happen, I'm not going to say his name because we should totally slit his throat. We got to slit people's throats to make shit happen. Number 99.
If you're involved with organized crime, you can also.
We can organize shit. Look at all this shit I set up. I'm very good at organization and murdering. Okay, number 99. Are there things your parents won't do themselves but still make you do because it's, quote, good for you?
We already did.
Wait.
Let's do a different one.
You seriously remember doing this?
Yes.
Because everyone in the room heard your answer. Okay, next
number. Let's do 101.
101. Is that because you love Q101?
I do.
Okay. Are you more likely to hold back your tears when you feel like crying or to hold back your laughter when you see something funny?
Why? Both.
Deal.
I like the deadpan lifestyle.
I think you've made that abundantly clear. Yeah. Emerson Dameron could be found where online?
EmersonDameron.com.
And you can find him at many Dave Odd rooms throughout Chicago.
Only if I work at it.
Only if you are a bringer will you see Emerson Dameron at a Dave Odd.
That's right.
We're playing inside baseball tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together for Emerson Dameron. Mike Pritchard's coming to stage. Seth, take it away. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth Vanek, everybody. Please put your hands together for Seth Vanek. Seth is part of a series of people. A series of people. He's part of a group of people that apparently, in my mind, run trains on people, and they're called... you like that description, right? You run trains on people. Exactly. He doesn't know what that means. He's a man of action. It's called Homeroom, and he's great, and he does events here once a month in a lot of other places. On the stage, sitting with us, is one of the most beautiful men in indie rock in all of the country, Michael Pritchard, everybody. Please put your hands together.
I'm a piece of meat.
Fucking piece of meat. So
no one cares. I don't play music.
No one cares about your music or songs about pretty girls, because your girlfriend's really pretty, let's be honest. I mean, you're a looker. You got to match up. Good job with that. Let's just talk about facial hair. Why the beard? For the listener at home, Michael Pritchard is wearing a beard tonight.
I'm real lazy.
You're really lazy.
Yeah. It sounds like he switches beards up.
Yeah, he switches beards up. I don't think you're that lazy because your hair looks intentionally greasy and swept to the side.
Well,
what thought went into your hair tonight?
That happens naturally. I haven't done anything to it since I bathed about a day ago.
Why don't you bathe more often? Is that because you want your indie rock to be successful?
No, I have a day job, and I have to get up early.
Ooh, someone's got a job.
So, you know what? So that I can do stuff like this at night, I get up as late
as
possible.
How often have you done talk shows in bars?
Well, not talk shows in bars, but how often have I been to your talk show?
8 times.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's true. You were in there
It's at least double that.
No, we haven't even done 16 here. No, we've done like 20 here. Never mind. Thanks for not making this interesting, Mike Pritchard.
You got it.
Now you're just guilting us.
I know. Why do I treat bands like shit?
Because you make everyone feel bad, so I'm trying to turn the tables.
Nah, I can't. I'm going to give them gifts later. You're all getting a gift. No joke. You're all getting a gift. You're going to enjoy your gift. I do like your band. I used to hate your band. What changed? No, that's true. I fucking heard your band. I was like, this is shit. I saw you guys live. I was like, this is pretty good. I heard the second record. I was like, this is actually good. I saw you live after the second record. I was like, they're really good. And now you're one of my favorite bands. What changed? Because it's not me. I'm still a piece of shit.
You're not the same. You've changed.
I've gotten angrier. So you think I hate you. No, I like you.
I think we've gotten better. I mean,
this is why I don't interview bands.
We've been a band for 5 years. What do you want me to say? We've gotten shittier, and you like shitty music?
Yeah, that's what I want you to say. Now I got a sound bite. You got a new record. What's the record called?
It's called Nice Night for a Knife Fight.
And that's why bands with the name Otter Petter are bad at naming albums.
I'm just going to let that go.
Why nice? You sing the most beautiful songs about great things. You're like, you have gorgeous pop songs. Nice. You sound like a Deftones record. Nice Night for a Knife Fight.
It rings off the tongue, man.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Not at all.
Nice Night for a
Knife
Fight?
What would you name it? You've heard it.
Give me all the song titles.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
See, you're making it awkward.
Oh, I name it a... No. You existing made this awkward. I like him. We're bros.
Oh, man.
Are you glad you know me or no? Honestly.
Yeah. I think we're friends.
No, we are actually friends.
I think so.
But are you glad you know me?
Yeah.
Because I'm friends with people I wish I'd never met.
You've made my life more interesting.
Is that
true?
He
doesn't like you.
I don't think he likes me very much.
Wow, what the hell is going on up here?
This is what happens.
We're trying to kill a band member on stage without using our hands. And I think if we just keep interviewing the right band.
Did you hate me six years ago, when we were sitting here at the bar and we were having our birthday and we realized we had the same birthday?
No, as a person, I've always liked you. As a musician, not so much. Mm. You really turned it around on me. I think your songs have gotten a lot better. Your stage presence is really good. It used to be You've gotten a lot better.
Well, you're going to be disappointed tonight.
Yeah, well, I've never seen you play solo, so this is going to be fun. I'm very excited to see this.
Yeah, it's like me sitting in my living room.
It's going to be exciting. Oh, man, you've
There's a coffee
everyone.
Table, and I'll just, I don't know, play
some
songs.
Are you
going to
do
songs
from the solo album, from your Otter Petter album?
I'm going to do some Otter Petter songs.
Hey, Merle.
From the new record, from the old one.
Question.
That's why I'm here.
I know. Let's all compliment Merle. Merle's been great tonight. I'm happy she's part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, audience.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, assholes.
No,
so awkward. God damn.
Next time we're just going to put a curtain up and you can't watch.
Yeah, that's everyone at home. How is that different? No one, like 8 people will realize, oh, that dude was wearing a shitty suit. Like, that's the only... By the way, this is... Kevin, you want my coat? Sure. It's too big on me.
Just have my coat.
Yeah, I'm fat. It's cool. Yeah.
Where is the Christmas spirit? We're giving shit away.
Oh,
God.
What?
He said
I'm a big guy.
No, I said I'm fat.
Yeah, he said he's fat, so it's okay.
You used to be, but you're not.
I know. I'm losing weight. I still got tits, though. That's a problem. Have you ever had tits, Mike? Not like a lovely lady's tits, but like you yourself. Have you ever been a big guy?
No.
You used to play college. You used to play basketball. Do you still like playing basketball?
I can't. Well, I mean, I wish I could. There's not a lot of places in Chicago to hoop it up. And anymore,
wait,
my knees are...
That makes no sense.
It's tough.
In the city, there is nowhere to play
it's
basketball.
It's tough, man.
There's like, no concrete.
Well, there's lots of douches everywhere, and I don't want to play with a bunch of douches.
So why don't you just say that the first time when she asked the question?
No basketball courts. What's wrong with
you? Chicago isn't known for basketball. It's not like one of the best players in the NBA is not from Chicago. Derrick Rose, everybody. Derrick Rose. He's a fucking idiot. I'm so glad he's rich and successful. Okay. We're going to close this interview that never should have even began. Which team of...
Sorry about that.
I love Mike. Mike is one of my favorite people in the city. Honestly, he knows this. We're about 10 minutes away from him killing himself, so we have to end the interview. I really, really do like your band. I'm working on a video for you. You didn't know it wasn't finished.
How far are we? What's the status?
You'll see in the intro tonight. No joke.
Oh, you got a little piece of it?
We have a special Otter... If you stick around, we have a special Otter Petter video that Mike doesn't know about. No joke. And
I probably won't be playing that song, by the way. But we'll see.
It's a good song. I really like the song, so... Mike's really opened my eyes to a lot of great music in the city. I really enjoy his band. You should go see them. And let's plug your record release show... before people don't listen to your responses to these questions. So where are you playing your record release show?
It is at Subterranean, Saturday, February 12th.
That's a great date.
Come out.
Night. Otter Petter is possibly the best band to bring your girlfriend to the show.
Girls like our band.
Here's the good thing about it. Most, if not all, the people in the band are dating someone else.
It's true.
So they're not going to try to fuck these guys. Like, you don't got to worry about that. Mike sings really, really great songs. And you'll see hot ladies there, and there'll be booze. And the band likes to drink, so they're going to be partying. It's a great night. It's just a great night. Okay, so this is the first stupid question. Which team of explorers would you most like to have joined, Lewis and Clark? This is a fucking awful question. Which team of explorers... shut up! Which team of explorers would you most like to have joined? No fucking punctuation. Lewis and Clark, the Apollo astronauts, or Christopher Columbus? I know, it's not a team. You're right, Seth. This is fucking stupid. All these questions are fucking awful.
I guess the astronauts.
Great answer.
I mean, what the fuck do you want me to say? There's three choices.
Wait, is that the ones where they made the movie?
Yeah, we're all going to bang Tom Hanks. Okay, Mike, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 260. You're really mad right now, aren't you?
No, I'm okay.
We make fun of the ones we love.
Yeah.
228.
If something happened to your parents and you had to live with someone else for 2 years, who would you most like to be with? Let's end everything in a preposition. That's a great way to teach a child. Fucking dumb shit.
With whom would you most like to be?
That wasn't the question!
That's pretty awkward, too. No, I'm just saying.
Answer the question! 2 years, not your parents.
Does your mom have an extra bedroom?
There you go. Oh, please. I would love it if you started banging my mom. I would fucking love that.
I didn't say that.
No, you fucking bang her. Take that off my hands. Seriously, there's going to be
so much blood
that's just waiting to drip out of my fucking hands. Please take that from me. That's any listener at home, too. Please take
questions.
That off of my hands.
The fuck?
So, Mike, are you going to play some beautiful music?
I'm going to try.
Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Sure.
Stick around after the set. We're going to screen a bunch of films. And Mike is in the first one. He plays music in the third one. And there's a special Otter Petter video. So he's in three of the five things we're screening tonight. So I'm very excited.
Yay.
Please clap. Oh, no, we have a gift for him really quick. We have a gift. Actually a good gift. I hope you don't have this already. Former guest of the show,
it's
Nathan Rabin, was on. And
The Big Rewind by Nathan Rabin.
If you already have that, I'll give you a different one.
No, I don't have it.
Perfect. I think you'll really enjoy it. You like pop culture and the arts, and it's a great, great autobiography. So enjoy that, Mike. And
I was here for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Seth Vanek's going to play piano while we set up. Please don't leave. Thanks for sticking around. I want to thank Seth for playing music throughout the night. He's been just great. Please, please put your hands together for Seth. Seth, where can people find you? Homeroomchicago.org. They're a fantastic organization. If you're new to the city, if you're old to the city, some of the nicest, best people you could ever meet. It's my pleasure. Hopefully this doesn't sound too bad. It is my pleasure to introduce you to the lovely sounds and the luscious locks of Mike Pritchard from the band...
I haven't always had...
Otter Petter. I like your locks.
It's so awkward.
Back, baby. Wash the dirt out from your fingers where they've been. Since he departed lately, no one's got that much more time to spend. Now all of the restaurants have closed. Wearing out your shoes, I see your toes. Wading back through town while the world's asleep. You can't always choose the ones you'll keep. Like that anymore. pull the covers up tight, baby. Your shoulder blades are sharper than your nails, and you're as cold as roses lately. And I got some secrets of my own to tell, and that all of the restaurants have closed. Wearing out your shoes, I see your toes. Parading back through town while the world's asleep. You can't always choose the ones you'll keep. It's not like that. It's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore. It's not like that
Mike, could I chime in 1 second?
What's that?
Could I chime in 1 second?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing it anyways. Do you understand why I'm saying bring your girlfriend or potential girlfriend to an Otter Petter show? If you don't understand it by now, you'll never get it. Thanks for playing. That was beautiful. Keep playing songs now.
Okay.
Make them pretty.
All right, I'll...
No one's ever made me so alive. Maybe I was mistaken. We'd lie on our backs in the greenest grass in the neighborhood. I held your hands, they were shaking. And that motion picture sky, I saw a thousand clouds and I knew it would only pass across our screen. With every single one reminded you that everyone you had ever held love will leave somewhere in between. Yeah, we'd ride white spoons like the interest that we both accrued. Now we just turn over. sorry that I said I love you when I only meant goodnight. And now we're 6 months older, and that motion picture sky, I saw a thousand clouds and I knew would only pass across our screen. And every single one reminded me that everyone you had ever held in love will leave somewhere in between. And I don't know why I need distractions sometimes, and it's so ordinary, ordinary, the way I fall apart so easy, the way I fall apart so easily. Motion picture sky, I saw a thousand clouds and I knew we'd only pass across our screen. And every single one reminded you that everyone you had ever held in love will leave somewhere in between.
Thanks.
I'm gonna lie right down and put my head to sleep where the breezes blow and the willows weep and the days are not so long. Now the days are not so long. And we could walk out back and catch a thunderstorm. The rain is cool, but your hands are warm. And the days are not so long. Now the days are not so long. They can't wake me up. Fall in July.
I've got time for just one more short one. Let's see how this goes. Thanks again, Brandon, for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
You're so polite.
Cover you in magazines, my darling. Cover you in magazines. Put you on the cover, not the back page, lover. Cover you in magazines. And I would show you to everyone. To everyone. Put you on the silver screen, my darling. Put you on a silver screen. You can play the leader, play a bit part, honey. Put you on the silver screen. And I would show you to everyone. To everyone. So comb your hair and bat your lashes. We signed it out to all the masses. Burn this town and breathe the ashes in. We'll breathe them in. Hey! And I would show you to everyone. To everyone. To everyone. To everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks to Mike. Thanks to Emerson. Thanks to Esmeralda. Thanks to Seth. Tis the end of this episode. We are far, far, far from over. We're going to... What? We're about to screen films that we made. And a lot of you in the room either know people in the films or you're in the films yourselves. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what's going to happen. Kevin's going to, and Esmeralda are going to help clear the stage. While they're doing that, don't leave. I have gifts. I'm going to pass out as many gifts as I possibly can to everyone in the room. I'm going to hit stop on this. Thanks for coming. Blah, blah, blah. Good night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.